The Palestinian Nakba refers to the forced displacement of more than 750,000 Palestinians during the war leading up to and after the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian American to serve in Congress, plans to reintroduce legislation which would codify recognition of the Nakba into U.S. law. She spoke in San Francisco over the weekend at a fundraiser for the Middle East Children's Alliance.
My ancestors and family in Palestine deserve an honest discussion for their history in Congress when billions of U.S. tax dollars go unconditionally to support the continued violence and apartheid in Israel each year. So this coming month, I'm reintroducing a resolution recognizing Nakba.
Tlaib's bill would also include a provision for the U.S. to support the Palestinian right of return to the territory they left in 1948, which was enshrined in the UN Resolution 194. The U.S. was one of the original signatories of UN Resolution 194 in 1948. Ziad Shamrouch is the executive director of the Middle East Children's Alliance. He said the right of return is central to Palestinians.
For me, right of return is equal freedom, liberation, and political rights. It's not the state. It's not to achieve a state. It's the idea to access your right to be in your land. Without that, you will never have a settled life.
Congressmember Brad Sherman, a Central Valley Democrat, said Congresswoman Tlaib's resolution doesn't recognize attacks on Jewish communities by Palestinians during British rule in Palestine. He said the mass displacement of Palestinians in 1948 was a result of the Arab-Israeli war over Israel's founding. Rashid Khalidi is a Palestinian-American historian at Columbia University. He disputed this narrative in a webinar hosted by the Middle East Institute.
This expulsion has often falsely been described as a result of the war between Israel and the Arab states that started with the establishment of Israel on May 15, 1948. In fact, over 300,000 Palestinians were expelled long before then, long before the Arab armies became involved in the conflict.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Republican Senator Jim Risch of Idaho are expected to introduce a Senate resolution commemorating the 75th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. A similar resolution has already passed in the House with broad bipartisan support. The United Nations estimates there are 6 million Palestinian refugees, but Ziad Shamrouch with the Middle East Children's Alliance estimates that number closer to 8 million. At least 1.5 million Palestinian refugees live in 58 camps spread across Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and the West Bank. Some refugees, including Ziad's family, kept the keys to their original homes and have passed them down from generation to generation. Again, Ziad Shamrouch.
I still have the key of my destroyed house. It's with me here in Bay Area. I couldn't bring it to me to show it to you. It's something personal. It's not just, hey, I have the key. My mom protected the key, and I have the key now. And my nephew, my nieces, they will take it over when I pass away.
In the coming weeks, Nakba rallies are scheduled in major cities across the nation, including San Francisco. The commemorations come as tensions have recently escalated in the West Bank and Gaza, due to the recent death in Israeli custody of Palestinian hunger striker Kader Adnan. His death after nearly 3 months in detention has led to exchanges of rocket fire this week between Palestinian militants in Gaza and Israeli forces. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Matthew Bridges.